T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
I think I've said this before, but not for these reasons, but I'm so happy we don't live in Georgia.
Why?
Well, because they have their election day, and I just remember last week?
Ours wasn't enough of a bleep show.
Well, right. I'm over it. I just need a break.
Well, we're not over it. What are you talking about? It's still going on.
I'm over it. I don't care if it's McCormick or Oz. To me, there never will be a winner. I'm done. No, I'm enjoying this little break.
Now they're suing. Well, McCormick is suing to make sure that as the counties go through now these ballots that are questionable, right, the mail-in ballots. When we say questionable, if they don't have something as simple as a date on the back envelope, that means they've got to go through that. And we talked to someone from the Luzerne County Election Board, and that's going to happen in counties all across the state. So David McCormick has the army of attorneys out. And again, they don't know who it's going to favor. You know, they could say, let's keep all the ones with dates on them, and their shortage could even be bigger. But
I guess when you're
I think you have to just go with whatever you can, right?
Yeah, when you're behind, you go in going, but what if they're all for us? You have to. You have to do that. So
yeah. And for those of you complaining, this is why we don't need mail-in ballots. I'm all for let's get it right, right? It's not about how fast we get it done. I just think that, personally, I think a lot of this stuff could be counted ahead of time so that we know, as soon as possible. And you don't have people saying, oh, where are these coming from in the middle of the night? I don't know. It's called counting.
But these also are ballots that were put aside because
that's
they didn't.
That's just because they were. These are the ones
these
that.
These are like the reject ballots. The ballots that all had some flaw
or something.
They
didn't know. They don't just go, oh, well, I don't like it. Throw it out. They just put it in a pile and then they deal with that later, which is the responsible thing to do. And the state Supreme Court has already weighed in on something as simple as if you didn't put the date next to your signature on the back of the envelope, as long as it got there in time, they said that wasn't enough to invalidate that vote. Yeah. So we'll see where this goes. But the counting continues. All right. On to something a lot less stressful.
I mean, that's not stressful for me, if I'm being honest.
Really, the entire process is not stressful.
So I want to bring this up too. We haven't talked a lot about politics, Nancy, and I was trying to explain this to someone. I came up with this. You tell me if this is accurate. It's not that we don't want to talk politics. It's what we don't want to do is have political discussions that end with this. You're stupid. You're wrong. No, you're stupid. You're wrong. Which is most arguments. Like, here's just a thought about the mail-in ballots. Let's see how much either party hates them. Let's see if they ever get thrown out and banned for good. I don't think so. I think this is part of our system going forward.
It is.
It'll just because each party's going to realize, well, wait a second, we can probably find a way to get more people to use them. They're going to find a way to use it, so it'll still be around. We'll see.
We shall see. But you're right. I mean, we're at a point now where you believe what you believe. Someone else believes what they believe. I can't imagine that most of you are walking into a place, chit-chatting with your friends, and just starting a political argument. People are trying to stay away from that kind of, it doesn't mean you don't believe what you believe. It doesn't mean that it's not important in one way, shape, or form.
I am sorry to say I think you're wrong. I think people do go in, see their friends, and tell them they're wrong and start fighting, Nancy.
Those are the friends that I run away from.
No, those are the friends I run toward. Why can't
no.
See what it feels like, doesn't it?
I don't. If some of you want to fight every single day and live in such, a state of
I'm just playing the opposite game with you, Nancy.
Annoyance.
That's all I'm doing.
All right, let's talk about cleaning.
This is more important to me because I feel like my sloppiness is going to kill my family one day because of
Here's
random bacteria.
Now, there's we're talking about, I guess, a list that came out. Housekeepers, people who, go out and clean other people's homes. This is their job. We're asked, let us know what are the places that people forget to clean. They don't even think about cleaning that are really critical. So we mentioned before the fact that there's the Yeti cup and the gasket around that cup. And there's also a gasket around your blenders. Anything that has a gasket in it. Yes, that thing can come out, clean it. Very important. We mentioned that already. Here's another one. The blade of your can opener.
No, because it goes into the Okay.
Whether it's, no, some people have an electric can opener.
Okay.
Some people have the handheld crank one.
Okay.
I always try to, but, you know, there are things like, because there's like gears next to gears and there's little in between, you'll try to get it with a sponge, but are you really getting it all?
I feel like there's certain utensils, certain like tools like that you just kind of rinse sometimes because that looks good.
But there's stuff that
grits. That doesn't go into the food, does it?
Yeah,
okay, well,
it
I'm going to take your word for this. Yeah. These are very specific things with gears.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Vacuum your mattress.
Ooh.
When you change your sheets, you should vacuum it so you can suck out whatever dead skin and crap have made their way down there. Sorry, folks. That's what it says here.
Now, I was going to suggest this, though, and I don't know if this made the list. The bottoms of brooms, like you sweep up with, that's obviously goes through dirt. But if you go, like sometimes that's really gross. Shouldn't you spray that down? Or what about your vacuum? The bottom of your vacuum is usually nasty, too. And you keep vacuuming dirty, gross stuff over dirty, gross stuff. So you put that on your bed. Ugh.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I'm brooming, I usually take my little suction handheld and I do suck up the stuff at the bottom of the broom.
Who's got time for that? You do. No, that's a good idea.
Actually, here's another thing. Hopefully people know. This wasn't on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I have a separate broom in like for the cat litter downstairs in the basement. Never use the broom elsewhere. All right. Another thing. People say people don't do. Cleaning the toilet brush and the toilet brush holder. So some people will put the cleaner in the toilet, you're cleaning up the toilet,
right.
And then you just put it back in and you just let it sit there. Eventually that should be cleaned out as well. It's one of those that's listed here.
Here's my take on that. I've always thought, well, you don't clean that, but you get a new one eventually. That's just, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe people do clean it, but yeah, this is things people forget to clean.
Yes.
Okay.
Toilet brush and, as I said, toilet brush holder and also toothbrush holder.
Yeah, those are gross.
Yeah, they can be really gross.
There's usually sometimes a lot of them have about a quarter inch of dirty water, weird water that's a little bit of spit, a little bit of
spit. See, it's all covered, and if you don't see it, you're like, I don't know that's there.
You get a clear one, that'll change your mind. I had that happen once. It's pretty gross.
Someone else says, take the Lysol wipe, clean your steering wheel in your car. You'd be amazed at what kind of dirt comes off on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that people eat food. This is not home, but I don't know who people eat while they're on the air here. Every day I come in, there's food crumbs.
I know. It's gross.
So it's really gross. But at home, is there anything about like underneath doors? Because
Yes, everything like that. They said, especially even sliding doors. They say in the crack and stuff, there could be a lot of stuff in there. Here's another one. Vacuum the tops of your curtains. They are a major source of dust. So if you really like find yourself sneezing and such, you may be vacuuming the floor. Do you actually, folks, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I have done this, where you're actually taking like the handheld, the little, like I have a handheld Oric, doing the whole like tops of your curtains. Wow.
I didn't
think of that.
There are certain things the vacuum can terrify you. Like you can get terrified by your vacuum. Everyone knows that sound. That it's like a lovely sound if you're like under your couch and you hear like all the pieces flying in to your vacuum. Like,
right.
Oh, there's lots of crumbs or something. Put that under your stove or something. Oh, so much comes out. But you don't think about doing that.
Well, we took out our fridge the other day, like a couple weeks ago when the power went out. We had to plug the fridge into the generator.
That's a scary proposition.
And you're like, whoa. And, you know, I get it. Like once in a while, we will do that. When I say once in a while, I'm starting to think I need to do that more often. It's a pain because it's heavy, but it can be done. And between spills, crumbs and other stuff that goes under there.
That's where people end up hearing people say, like, yes, we moved the fridge. And remember we told you we had three hermit crabs? We found them.
And they're larger than ever.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even worse. I went with hermit crabs because if they die, they die. But if it was like, you know, the kitten didn't get out. Like, it's horrible.
We had a chameleon as a kid. Well, I don't know if it was a chameleon because it wasn't like with the big fin on the back, but it was
one
of those lizards that you can get, and salamander of some sort. I don't know. Anyway, we had one. No, it was a chameleon because it changed colors.
Okay.
My mother has lots of houseplants on the, you know, on the floor in the one room. So we put it on the houseplant. We were watching it change color and we're like, this is cool because it got out of its cage. We couldn't find it. 2 weeks later, the cat's staring at something on the top of the curtain rod. We look up. He must have been double the size.
Whoa.
We found him and he was bigger. So we're thinking, like what the heck was eating all of
it? Double the size?
He was like double his size.
This sounds like he leveled up in a video game.
He must have had a feast. Who knows what he was.
Okay.
And it was this big. I mean, it was like a 2.5-inch lizard. So.
Okay. You just help me. Is there more to this list? Because I have a story that you just reminded me of about a missing pet. It's real quick.
Okay, go for it.
There was a story, and this is wild. A family lost their pet tortoise. in the 80s.
Oh, my God. Like, that's... I have a million questions. Like, how big was it?
So 1982, the little girl ran away.
It walked away.
The family assumed the tortoise had wandered away. This story just came out 2 days ago. The family assumed the tortoise had wandered away, and I guess they weren't paying attention for a long time because tortoises are slow. Okay, so fast forward. they go 30 years later, the grandfather passes away.
It
and
was
the family,
5 feet from the door 30 years later.
The family gathers at the childhood home. They're going through things, and up in the cluttered attic, what do they find? The friggin' turtle's there, alive.
How?
That's what I said, and there's an article. It doesn't respond, so I kept reading this. I said the same thing. I go, how?
Wait, so this thing lived all those years in the attic?
They say the tortoise somehow managed to survive for 3 decades, trapped inside the storage space. The family suspects by eating termite larvae in an overfilled, messy room.
Oh, dear God.
They say the turtle's alive and well.
So they left him there.
You'd think. They said 10 years. Let's see. They said the turtle's still gone. So I guess this story was just published this week, but I guess they found it 10 years ago. The turtle's now 40 years old and is like, you can't kill me. I'm guessing that's what it's saying.
I would never want to go back into that. Their care again. You guys left me here. That's terrible. Don't you think so, Kylie? I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's irresponsible pet ownership there.
It's not like you'd be like, I keep hearing running upstairs.
How do you get up in an attic? How does a turtle get up into an attic?
That's the greatest question I haven't thought of. If it was in the basement, you'd be like, oh, it tumbled.
Is the attic one of those... Some people call it an attic, but it might be a room off of... I don't know. How do you get in an attic?
It's impossible.
Like, I'm completely flummoxed by this.
Some psycho in their house took that turtle up in the attic and said, let it die up here. They'll never find you.
It's terrible.
Grandpa, maybe. I'm just going to speculate.
I say, let's make sure that turtle never stays in there.
I hate the fact that you pick up on certain things. Like, I pick up on weird stuff. You pick up on logical things. And I'm like, I've read that story going, never once would I have thought how to get up the stairs. Most attics have like a wooden weird staircase. Yeah, it's like a ladder.
Crazy. 720
special turtle.
WILK.
Bob Dylan, almost said would have been. He's 81 today.
His
81st birthday. Yeah, he is still with us. It still tours pretty wild.
Yeah, I can't believe it. 81, boy. We're all getting older.
It's a secret, by the way. You start out singing kind of slow and kind of like at a slow pace. You can keep that up the rest of your career. Some artists slow down. They can't handle it. As he's getting older, he sounds exactly like he did back then, right?
That's awesome.
He's talented. I make fun because he sounds like he should. He's got a very mimicable kind of voice.
How about we just say happy birthday, Bob Dylan, instead of always having to make some kind of a dig.
You're right. I keep doing that.
There's a dig in there all the time.
As he would say.
Stop.
Sorry. I'm going to get you smacked, I think.
You're lost. All right.
He's a super talented guy. I'm not saying he's not.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Can you just let it pee? 570-883-0098.
I'm holding back. I should have
waited. Don't worry, Jason. We'll go and play Dancing on the Ceiling.
It's my guilty
Lionel Richie,
it's my guilty
for the love of God.
Song. It's a guilty pleasure song. You can be super talented and also kind of go, like, you can kind of have fun, right? I think. But that's just me.
Let's talk about hugs.
Okay. Yes. Science behind
them. Yes.
Okay.
Women who hug their partner reduce their stress levels, meaning themselves, according to new research. But hugging the man doesn't have the same positive outcome for them. Researchers say their findings suggest that hugging a romantic partner before a stressful event, like an exam, job interview, presentation, can help keep the anxiety levels down for women. Women who embrace their other half before undergoing a stressful experience had a lower biological stress response. They looked at the hormone cortisol in the saliva. As a woman, hugging your partner can prevent the acute stress response of your body. But I guess it didn't help the guys out.
Did the guys actually hug or did they bro hug where their chests bump and then they're like, there's a hug?
So it didn't do the same thing for men as it does for women. So what could a woman do for a man that would reduce their stress levels? Am I not going to go there?
We'll just leave that one out there. Nancy's now wishing she didn't stop me.
What could a woman do for a man in public?
Still.
This to reduce their stress levels.
Who's looking? Is that...
Yeah, I know. There's got to be something.
Don't you do some Bob Dylan jokes here? Would that be better? Let me tell you what he can do. Yeah, I think it's honestly, it's more. This is more to me. This is more of a. This can be explained by, like, women are more in touch with their emotions typically than guys are. There are some emotional guys, but guys typically push things down. Women embrace it. So I think if you embrace it and you hug someone, you feel good. It makes you feel good. Guys hug and immediately we're just like, oh, why? Mm-hmm. That was weird. I don't know. At least I do. Not everybody. Like, I can hug my kids and I can hug my wife. But if you came over,
it's not doing anything to reduce your stress.
In that situation, I think it's nice. If I had a bad day here, which
so you're saying that it would work for you, unlike this study showed.
For the most part, just in general, to relieve stress at home. But I think in public, yeah, you're probably right. It would be like, no. There's something about judgment, I think. And I'm just trying to be honest. I don't know if that's real or not, but I'm thinking if I was in front of a group of people about to speak and my wife went up and gave me a big hug.
You think it would help?
No, I think people would be, I'd be like, why'd she do that? Now everyone's going to wonder why she hugged me. I know she loves me. Why can't I just
so
say
you
I
immediately feel like
self-conscious
it wouldn't help your stress because you'd feel like she felt like she needed to hug me. So it must mean that she's nervous for me because she doesn't think I can handle this.
That's exactly something like that. And I do fine on my own. So you keep your hands off, Marisa.
You think too much, by the way.
In public.
We're going to talk politics, but not actually like, you know, heavy politics. We got to talk about this because it's funny. And this has to do with a report that's out that says his security team was under strict instructions to do this to anyone who might do what to him. It's really funny. It's really funny, folks. No matter where you stand politically, the report is what someone might do to him that might mean that they'd have to do, the security team would have to do something in particular.
I want to preface it by saying this. I think it's funny too, but I also can easily pick this apart and probably say, this is probably BS, but it's hilarious that
it's
made it.
It's BS. I think that something happened.
I think it's being exaggerated.
This is a response to something.
We'll see. We'll come up. We can bring it up.
I think it's funny. I don't want to exaggerate it, but
no,
it's funny.
I think it's been exaggerated to get to this point where it's in an article. Just an idea. You'll see. It's funny though.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast. We will chat with Joe Snedeker. We'll ask him about this holiday weekend that's approaching, what it's going to be like. Weather-wise, many of you may be traveling or having outdoor activities, and we want to know his thoughts on the announcement from Ryan Lecky that he will be leaving WNEP-TV. He'll stay in Northeast PA, but he's leaving this Friday, last show.
Earlier this morning, I said I thought they looked like they were bronzing him like you would do an old baby shoe. Mm-hmm. That's not what they were doing. They were at an art studio and he was painting. I saw that. So not that anyone was like, I wonder if they're really bronzing Ryan Lecky. That's, I just want to clarify that I did see the follow-up.
Okay.
It was just painting.
All right. So you want to get into this funny story about what this report is?
Here is the headline, and I think this is really...
It makes you laugh out loud.
This is funny only, you know, it's funny. If it's false, it's kind of funny that it became an article, if that makes any sense. But it's a report published in Vanity Fair, Nancy. Report, Trump's security team was under strict instructions to hospitalize anyone they suspected might hit him with a piece of pie.
A piece of pie or a pie?
It says, the headline says piece of pie, which that's a very specific thing.
Okay, so did something happen where in the news somebody got hit with a piece of pie and that this probably then came out where he said, I'm going to guess if that ever happens to me.
Yes.
And they better end up in the hospital.
This did come from Michael Cohen, who apparently told someone, I guess, back in 1998, Bill Gates was hit with a pie. In Belgium.
Okay.
Something I guess they always wanted to do, hit Bill Gates with a pie. And I guess this prior to, you know, him becoming president.
Sure. 1998.
Donald Trump was like, if anyone ever throws anything at him and that person didn't end up in the hospital, we'd all be fired, and specifically had concerns. I mean, like, I get it. I wouldn't want anything thrown at me.
Who would? But imagine saying to people, I want to make sure that they get hospitalized. Okay. Well, whatever. It's a long time ago.
It is. It's, you know, but again, he says also, let's see, Cohen elaborated. He told the reporter it wasn't just one time. It was an ongoing and regular thing. As he would go out to various different open venues, he would always remind the head of security, Keith Schiller, to keep his eyes open. He would never turn around. Something popped up to block my view.
It was something. So you're saying that it was always about a pie? Did he have a fear of a pie for some reason? Is that like the embarrassment factor?
Said he would never turn around and say, if anyone throws a rock or bottle, it was always a pie. He always brought up the pie thing, which is...
Well, because he probably figured that that's more likely. Someone, you know, if you're at an event, there might be a piece of pie there.
Yeah, I guess.
As opposed to a rock. Well, there'd be bottles there probably.
There is something, I guess, to back this up. I guess Trump did during a sworn deposition a while back, he referred to, you know, hey, you get hit with fruit. It's very violent stuff. We're on alert. It's worse than tomatoes. Like
a pie.
Yeah, it's for the people who hate him, it's a hilarious story. And for the people who love him.
No, it's not. It's funny no matter what.
I would think so.
It's funny if you're fixated on a piece of pie in your face. It's funny.
570-883-0098.
Someone text us. I guess Elton Johnny Lucas resolved his washing machine issue. No.
No, don't
didn't.
Assume.
You know, the more I thought about this, the more angry I got that they didn't allow him to just bypass the lid switch until the part came in. I'm sorry, Johnny Lucas. Perhaps we'll chat with you in a little bit, but they were able to bypass it. That's how they knew that was what the problem was. But then he was told, well, because it's, you know, for a safety, I guess, feature, well, we won't bypass it. Just wait until the switch comes in.
I have thought about this as well, and you're right. It makes me think this repair person really thought Johnny ran the risk of falling in while it was spinning.
I can't believe that. He's an adult.
That's why I'm saying if that's how this person felt about you, Johnny, you need to find a better repair person who trusts your judgment a little bit better. Just saying.
All right.
He is an adult.
He should have had the bypass. All you have to do is say, don't worry, I'll pay for the part. Let him have the bypass. We can watch. Basically, bypassing it just meant he could open it and the thing would still be spinning.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the old washing machines, that happened because you'd have to physically turn them off.
And we lost many great people inside the spinning gears of a washing machine gone rogue.
I think maybe we might have lost a finger here or there. Let's not dramatize this too much.
Just a few fingers. It's the morning news, Nancy and Jason. And let's welcome back from his long extended
weekend.
Yes, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Man with a new haircut, right, Joe? I noticed.
No new haircut. No.
All right.
No.
Let's talk about some. How about this?
I had a haircut.
You were.
No, wait, Nance. Now he brings up haircut.
Just let it be.
And then you immediately shut him down, I think. Like, don't. Let's not talk about haircuts.
We actually wanted to talk about something else.
We did, yes.
And he went and he does this a lot because he just can't help
it. I want to talk about hair bucks. Well, come on, I want to talk about haircut.
No, we're going to talk about Ryan Lucky.
Yes.
Because Ryan Lucky announced on Friday that he was leaving this coming Friday. And we wanted to get your thoughts.
You love the juicy gossip with big snowstorms, fires, people leaving, Tom Williams leaving us for politics. You want the juice with everything. Well, you love
I'm not asking you to give me the ugly backstory, but you can tell us if you'd like. No, I just, I wanted to, you know, it's not easy when things change, that's all. But you probably don't, you're like, it just rolls off me, right?
Yeah, I mean, No, he mentioned to us the first we found out this maybe 2 weeks ago. And he is closing in on 40. He is a young man. But his partner and him make a good living together. No children. So I think he's going to do fine. He said he's looking on. He's got some things ready to rock and roll. He wants to go like more in the entertainment industry. And I think you can see that in his personality. Are you with me?
No, yes. I've never noticed.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I get that.
But then he said he's staying in NEPA. And I'm like, well, you know, the entertainment industry is not really like hopping here. But you never know.
That's it. I can't figure it out either. So I don't know.
We're all like,
I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers you want. But all I know is this. When you have a partner or a loved one that you live with and you share responsibilities with and you have no kids And even if one of the two is making tons of money, you don't need to work. Let's look at it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my wife and I are doing that right now. It's just the money.
There you go.
I left out the whole big money part. That's the only flaw
in my
game.
That may change because your daughter will be going to school.
Yeah,
right?
She is
going
to go back to work soon. So.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. No. So one income could get by fine there, I think, with no kids in the picture, and they're doing fine. So
That's
I don't have much more than that. I really don't.
Well, I was just looking for, you know, your own thoughts, because I know I'm always like when someone leaves or, you know, moves on, I feel sad just because you're used to a certain vibe and energy. That's all.
This business, it's such a revolving door. You know, I've been here closing in on 30 years. And it's amazing how many people see WNEP as a stepping stone because they have New York, they have Philadelphia in mind, they have big markets across the country. Others come and stay, you know, like the Clarks did, like Kurt Aaron, like me, and Scott Schaefer, and there's so many. And for many others, they just always yearn for something else. So whatever.
Right.
I'm a local boy. I love it here. I'm not going anywhere, baby, until they pull me away or until the Social Security checks start filing in. I don't know what's going to pull me away.
When you're just
stuck with me.
You've had enough, you'll know one day. You'll just go, I'm done. I could see you just quitting it mid-forecast one day, just going, you know what? The weather's too nice to be here telling you people. If you can't figure it out by now, find me on the trail. I'll give you more details. I'll be out riding my bike. Boom, gone.
There you go, brother. All right. Hey, the next 3 days look pretty. Oh, by the way, so I just want to let you know, JB, now I cut my own hair, so if you say I got a haircut, it's more like a constant maintenance. I never really get a haircut. It's like every other third, fourth day, I'll be like, and sometimes it's crooked and sometimes it's angled wrong, but I never really let it grow like I used to for 3, 4, 5 weeks and then get a haircut. It's more like shaving or trimming the nails. It's a constant upkeep.
I don't bother with my nails. I just let them grow. But the hair I do.
There you go. Today,
I do something simple. Similar.
Today, it's going to start out kind of cloudy. We're going to go partly sunny. High temperatures hanging out today near 70. Now, we're in this dry air mass for the next 3 days, like I said. Overnight lows tonight, 50. Good sleeping. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 70, 73-ish. Same thing. Another dry day into Thursday. Thursday, you're going to start noticing late, it starts getting a little more humid. And then I'm sorry to say for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Memorial weekend, we could be getting rounds of showers and thunderstorms. It's a little uncertain how much robustness this system will have, but it's going to kind of be stalled over. So there may be hours and hours of nothing anytime on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there could be hours of showers and thunderstorms too. And it will be kind of murky with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s, breaks of sun, that murky, humid atmosphere, overnight lows in the 60s, and this is likely to continue even into Monday, which is Memorial Day. So enjoy the next 3 dry days, because then it's over.
All right, we'll talk next hour about something that isn't juicy, no gossip.
It's going to be boring, Lake.
I wanted to share my Lover Boy concert story and everything, and
how about next time?
Yeah,
no. You don't want to talk Lover Boy?
I would like to hear about it.
I want to hear about it.
All right.
Coming up next hour,
Want you to, I don't know if I'm going to, I want you to beg for it, and then maybe I'll bring up.
I'll do it, but you'll know it's not real. I'll just be like, please, sir, give us what we want. You're our hero. Is that good? I'll just do that.
We'll see.
I feel like now it's too built up. It's going to be a big letdown anyway.
Oh, maybe.
He's just mad that we didn't think of it first.
At least I noticed his hair.
Like, no,
I thought that was nice.
Like, bye.
See you, Joe.
I like the hair comment.
Always something.
I'm trying to think from his perspective. Now he's off the phone. From his perspective, I guess if you call it, like, tell us the juice, I guess that might be uncomfortable, but come on. He had to expect that, right?
I don't know.
I was buffering. I didn't realize the hair thing would be what
he
latched onto.
He made a statement which I didn't agree with, and that was, you know, people here come and go only because you're going to have some people that come and go. But the thing about WNEP is that there's been so many people that have been there for so long. So that's why this makes it a bit different. We're not talking about someone
who
comes and goes. This is someone who's been there, 14 years, I think. That's where, was it?
15? 17. But how long has he been on?
I'm sorry, 17.
How long has he been on the morning show is the question. I don't know.
Well, it's just a long time with a company. So that's how, you know, people take notice. We know a little bit more about what happened to Dwayne Haskins. New details emerged in the death of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. He was hit and killed killed by a truck. Yeah. And this was when he was down in Florida back, I think it was like a month or so ago. They're saying now that he had a blood alcohol content of like 0.20 and 0.24. Oof. According to toxicology reports, that's more than double the legal blood alcohol limit in Florida, which is 0.08. He also tested positive for ketamine and nortamine, drugs that can be used as a medical anesthetic, but also as recreational drugs. But the report from that medical examiner's office did not specify why they may have been in his system. But some other driver had seen him before he was hit drifting into the roadway instead of on the walkway. Hmm. And they say he was struck by a dump truck near the median on a I-595. Supposedly he had run out of gas. And they said he went walking for gas.
Or did he? I mean, I don't know. That kind of blood alcohol content, you're going to make some poor decisions. I know it was ruled officially an accident yesterday or the day before, so there wasn't going to be charges, but that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a sad story. He was really young, young in a world of potential.
So. Yeah, it is really sad. Also a story about these invasive worms. There are invasive worms now that it's spreading across the USA, and they leap a foot into the air, these worms.
Yeah.
And they're called extremely active. And especially in California, it's believed that that's where it started, but they are finding them in other places as well. It's an earthworm that's native to East Asia. It's known for its large appetite, and they say it really is a threat to the ecosystems in the forest.
It's not known for its jumping?
No, it's more about the appetite.
Like you should see it eat.
I'm going to try to use the actual, it's called the Asian jumping worm, but the actual name is Amynthus agrestis. It's also called the crazy snake worm. It's the Alabama jumper. It's native to East Asia, particularly Japan and the Korean Peninsula. But they say it's come here via the landscape plants imported from that region. Initially spotted in Wisconsin and crossed the New England area in 2013, they have spread westward into dozens of states. So
first I'm hearing of it this morning, and it's fascinating. They're not deadly, right? They're not.
No, but when handled, they behave more like a threatened snake. Like they even break and shed their tail when caught. They can shake like a rattlesnake as well. No, they don't bite you, but they are very active. Let's just say that.
Unless you're specialized in identifying them, I guarantee, I don't know how big these things are, but I'm pretty sure this thing starts freaking out like a snake and its tail drops off.
It's gonna freak
you're going to jump too, because unless you know, that's that Asian jumping worm. I mean, that's terrifying. Yeah.
The pothole, let's go and talk about something different coming up. The pothole hotline is open in one part of NEPA, but let's folks talk about some of the horrible potholes out there. I've seen people talking about one over here by the Pittston Township Walmart, that there's supposedly one near the side of the building that could swallow your vehicle. But
yes, I parked in it one day and people just drove over me. It's
but
nice.
It's bad. So we will talk about potholes. Is there one particular really nasty one?
There's a hotline,
that you
right?
see? There is a hotline. We'll get into that and more coming up.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.